So I'm going to start this episode.
Okay.
None of those shenanigans you normally do at the beginning.
Why not?
Unnecessary. Witred! Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song. Done.
No, I'm going to ask people. I'm going to welcome them back. And then I'm going to ask them to do all the subscribing things. We're so close to 100,000.
Before we get there.
Okay.
Can I just ask you?
Yeah.
Do I look like I have enough enjoyment today?
Yes, you do.
You sure?
I think so.
You made me tea this morning.
Yes.
That was like not even an hour ago.
But nobody knows what you're talking
it's
about.
It's not even customary for you to make me tea.
Nope.
You use the high octane tea leaves I saw. You accused me yesterday of being boring. And you deleted the episode and you just got up and you said, this is boring. You got up, you deleted. You said, I suggest you do the same. And you left. I was very impressed.
We tried to record
yesterday. That was hot. Do more of that.
Okay.
Don't tiptoe around people. Something's not going your way. You just say, look, this isn't working for me. It wasn't mean.
No.
It wasn't mean. You don't have to justify. You don't have to say, but that kills it.
Yeah.
There's no need for that. Yeah. It's just, hey, you don't have it today. We'll try another day.
We actually
enjoy your afternoon.
25 minutes of an episode.
Felt like 2 hours. I agreed. I crawled into that chair and I took a nap. I was like, thank God this is over. It was so boring.
It was.
We're talking about joy bored out of my mind.
You yawned in my face.
It like was such a
at least four times.
Oxymoron. Like, let me tell you about joy. You too can be this image of joy. So boring.
Welcome back to another episode of Sheena Interrupted.
With boring. Hopefully you'll hear this episode. You might just hear 5 minutes. We don't know. This 2 minutes and 37 has been good for you?
So far, yes.
So at least you'll get 2 minutes and 37 seconds. Can't promise you more because she may just walk out. But you heard her confirm that this first 2 minutes were good for her.
That I have that option.
Look, I often am able to keep you happy for 3 minutes. More than that, you just never know.
I have a good feeling about your energy today. And
you hyped me up. You didn't put tea. You put Mountain Dew inside my tea. No one's ever had that before. No milk. Here's Mountain Dew and Red Bull. What kind of a crazy concoction was that?
We actually had a really, really sweet. This morning I got up and I wanted to record this at like 9. And I came to you. I saw the kids, or I saw Zara, and she had other plans. Like, she had something else on her mind. You had something else on your mind. And I was like, uh-oh, this is not going to go well. And I had this moment where I'm like, shifted my expectations. I was like, we're just not going to do
we
this.
We had the best morning.
We had the best
If you brought
morning.
Me down here, I would be yawning and sleeping. I know. Waiting to go upstairs.
Would have been another boring episode.
But it worked.
Yeah.
This morning ties in to joy.
Absolutely.
You want to tell the story? Should I tell the story? You know what? I'm hyped up. I'll tell the story.
Go ahead.
You take the day off. Sit there with your nose ring around your neck. I don't know what you're wearing today. Is that a magnet? Are you
gonna?
Can you pull my iPad with that from there?
No.
That looks like you got that from Magneto's lair.
It's my necklace. It's so pretty.
If you work really hard, can you put it through your nose?
No.
So Zara has realized that my birthday was a month ago.
Uh-huh.
And her and her brother haven't both been in the same place at the same time with the cards they made
for
my birthday. They've been throwing them around. I find them on the floor in the corner. They're in a cleanup pile. I've seen them everywhere. I've read them. I just wanted them to give them to me.
Yes.
I never had that experience.
Yes.
So she woke up early
because
she's that kid
who's
acclimating her body
wake
up early because school is starting.
Can we just take a minute to just she's give this girl some
nerd.
Props? She knows that she's been getting up at 10, 10:30 for the summer. And she wanted it not to be so difficult to get up on the first day of school at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
So she has worked herself back over the last week and a half to waking up
early,
at
6:30, going to bed early,
waking up at 6:30 so that Wednesday morning is not going to be miserable. And Wednesday she wants to get up at 5:50.
Yeah. See, this, I promise you, she's a fun kid. Please, if you listen to this, don't tell your kids to stop playing with my kid. I know she sounds like a kid you don't want to have your kid play with because she sounds like she's super boring, but she's not.
She's not.
She's just oddly sensible.
Yeah.
In a really disappointing way at times.
She likes to be organized.
Yeah, yeah. But she's still fun.
Yeah.
Please don't not send your child to her birthday party. Okay. So she decided to make breakfast because we are recording this on the 25th, which is a month after my birthday.
Yep.
And because I never got my cards, because we were traveling on my actual birthday,
yep,
she wanted to give me a breakfast morning with the cards.
Yeah.
So that's how our day started, yep, with her in the kitchen with the...
She'd already made pancake batter. She'd put it in the fridge. She'd already cut up all the fruits.
Yep.
She'd put those in the fridge. She like hid them.
Yeah.
She hid them behind like...
She was wearing a girdle.
No, she wasn't wearing...
I mean, just cooking on a girdle.
Griddle.
Yes. So she...
You still can't say that.
So she was ready,
yeah,
to go.
Yeah.
And then we doubled up on that.
Yep.
Because we keep our word. Mm-hmm. And we had told Jay that he's not going to get a phone until he gets to high school.
Mm-hmm.
In 48 hours, he starts high school.
Yep.
So we needed to keep to our word.
Yep.
He not once reminded us all summer
amazing
of the fact that he's starting high school.
Yep.
He just let it go. Yep. And he said, you know, maybe I will, maybe I won't.
It'll happen. Didn't press when it, happens.
It. Just left it. Has been more responsible. Been putting his device away. Just doing all the right things.
Yeah.
So he was woken up because he had a late night.
Yeah.
Because he actually played hockey with me.
Yeah.
At my hour. Yeah. So many things happened this weekend.
I know.
And he came down. And when he came down, we had I read my birthday cards, and then we said, hey, we have something for you.
Yeah.
And we handed him
a contract.
A scroll.
Contract written on a scroll.
Scroll.
So we've been watching Outlander.
Yes.
And so we're just like, I don't know, I guess in that frame of mind.
And he also loves Ranger's Apprentice,
he
right?
Does.
Like sort of the medieval times.
Yeah, he does. And so you drafted this contract with all of the rules of that he has to follow in order
the rules of the Melwani clan device agreement
in order to keep his device.
Yes.
And it was so well, you did such a good job with it. We should share it on socials, because I do think that if you are a parent and you're looking to have just a little fun and also a little order around this, it was such a cool thing. He read out all of the articles that he had to abide by,
all the covenants,
and then he had to sign it at the end of it, and we had a witness, and he had the
we
parent.
Needed a feather
to
tie to the pen like a quill, but we didn't have that.
Yeah,
maybe we will share that, but it had the key features that I think all parents should include when they're giving their children a phone for the first time.
Yeah,
primarily highlighting for them that it is a privilege, not a right.
Yeah.
They don't need it.
Yeah.
That they're getting it because they have a test of how to use it.
Mm-hmm.
If they misuse it, they lose it.
Yeah.
And a reminder of...
Sort of here are the expectations around it too.
Yeah. What were some of the rules that we talked about putting in there? I can't remember them all.
It has to sleep downstairs.
Yes. It may not enter his chambers after hours. Doesn't matter if he thinks... Communicating with a lad or a lassie.
That's right. And what
is an emergency?
What constitutes an emergency?
Yeah. He needs to keep up grades to keep it.
Yeah.
He.
No random applications and no deleting text messages.
And there will be random review with parents if ever asked to make sure they're learning. No apps, not only social media without parental approval.
Yeah.
Because we have to teach him how to use this.
Yeah.
All these kids get into trouble. They're in group chats. They start saying things, doing things they don't realize. And I think you have a small window when they're younger to actually teach them how to use this technology without really creating an issue. So good segue.
Yeah.
One of the examples I gave him why it's very important for him to watch what he does is your WikiFeet page that you have now discovered. You're selling feet photos
now.
That's why I said you don't have to follow this podcast. You don't have to listen. It's cool. She has found different ways to monetize.
No.
We're getting our bread through her corns.
No.
This is This is beautiful thing.
This is outrageous.
Unfollow, no problem. Just go buy her photo.
We discovered a WikiFeet page. Somebody built a WikiFeet page for me.
Is it your feet?
It's my feet.
Like they've gone to various photos
and videos and
pulled your feet?
Grabbed screenshots of my feet.
Did they clean them up a little? No. It's just raw footage. Padam Deshoom! I've been waiting since yesterday for that one. See what I did there?
It's outrageous. So I am going to be very, very careful. As hot as I am.
So right from now on,
I'm covering my feet.
We'll get full bikini shots, but with boots. Bikinis and boots from now on, you sickos. Go back to the normal things that we like to hide from people.
What?
Boobs and vagoos. Ankles, if you're lucky. It's the ankles or the cleavage of the bottom
Whoever
regions.
Whoever created that WikiFeet page, please stop it.
Why? What about WikiPits?
No, I don't want.
Should we start a WikiPits page?
No.
Why can't we just show armpits?
No.
Wiki ears.
Anything that makes, like anything that encourages like obsessive behavior, I don't want it. Yeah. I don't want it. I want nothing to do with it. I love laughing with you guys. I love making content with you. But anything that creates this sort of obsessiveness, it just makes me really uncomfortable.
So no WikiFeet. So
stop it.
So you're not.
No.
So someone else is making money off your feet.
I don't care.
You
Please
don't care?
Stop it. Please stop it.
Can we at least sell a toe shot here and there?
No. You can sell your own toes if you want.
My feet, you know, would break the internet
That's
if
fine.
I put them out
Go
there.
Go ahead.
I can't.
Put them
it's
out there.
It's not fair to people.
I'm not interested. This is a hard no for me.
Okay.
Hard no.
Hard no.
Okay.
Okay. So only butt shots from here on.
Hang on. That's also a
crack photos, but no toe cleavage.
Let's take a quick break for a word from our sponsors.
And for a snack, because it's Thrive Market.
Yes, it is Thrive
I'm
Market.
I'm snacking again.
Zara actually helped me with this last order. She has all her favorites. She knows exactly what she wants. She puts them in the cart, and she's like, okay, mom.
And I feel better about these options.
Mm-hmm.
Like, take something like cereal, even though they're not taking that to school.
Yep.
Even I've replaced, like, the normal cereals that you'd buy in the grocery store aisles.
Yep, the 7 grains one.
Seven grains, yeah. I like that. It tastes really good. It's like 4 ingredients, 5 ingredients, not a bunch of different things.
So all their products have been vetted by them beforehand. Their groceries are high quality. They're not junk. They've really vetted this before they've even put it up there.
And the drinks too. Mm-hmm. Like instead of getting sodas, we're getting prebiotic sodas. Like we got Poppy. I know you like the root beer.
Yeah.
We got those. And like you look at that and you see 3 grams of sugar.
It makes me feel like it takes the stress out of it. It
makes me feel like a better parent.
It does make me feel like a better
parent. You too can be a better parent.
And Thrive has options that kids are excited about too. Like they have an alternative to all of these junky things, but that are better for them.
We use Thrive Market and you should too.
Yeah.
You should try it. Give it a go. Please be above 25%.
Go to thrivemarket.com/Sheena to get 30% off your first order.
But there's more.
And a free $60 gift. Try it out.
Okay. Go use this. If you don't want the $60, send it to me. Okay. So
that was our morning.
We had a great morning.
Yes, we did.
And it is akin to the sort of things we try to do around here.
Yeah.
Which is just take little moments. We don't try to do it. It just happens.
Yeah.
You and I are kind of the similar view that if we have opportunities to enjoy ourselves, we can.
Yep.
And there's so many things that we're enjoying with these guys because they're in that beautiful zone of not always wanting to be with their friends and not so young that they can't understand.
Yeah.
You guys play a big musical game. So like these kids have the laughing bug from me and the music bug from you.
Yeah.
And they have both of them in spades.
Yeah.
So tell them about your music game that you normally play over dinner.
During dinner, we wanted to make it so that it was like, not everybody is just sitting there and like scrolling on device. We
don't
have
devices.
Right. No, but even iPads, this, that. But when they were younger, it was like, what do we do instead? How do we make dinner fun? So we would play music. And then we started playing this game that like the songs would play. We'd play a random playlist.
Yeah.
And whatever song would play, the first person to decipher the name of the song and the artist would get points.
You get a point each.
You get a point for the artist. You get a point for the song.
And if you guess wrong, you're out. You can't guess again.
You can't guess again. So you jump till the
early,
next song.
Yeah, you're out. So and these guys have become masters.
They're
of this
masters
game.
At figuring out what the first 2 or 3 seconds of the song sounds like.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's this like debate in our house. Are you really learning about music or are you just sort of memorizing
the
songs?
Yeah, what do you mean? What debate? There's no they're better than you. Just accept
they're
it.
They're better because they listen to those same 17 songs.
But they tell us you pick your own playlist, but because they're so good now, their memory is so good. The first note strikes and they like will immediately dabble out the song if they know it.
Yeah.
What's really impressive to me is when they don't know the song.
And they can tell who the artist is from the voice. Yeah. That's sort of where I wanted to grow this to, because there's so much that you can hear and pick up. And they're like, okay, this sounds kind of like this voice or that voice. And so then they have these discussions. They have these conversations. And it really opens us up to a lot of different types of music,
what
too.
What blows my mind is when this game is happening and they guess a voice.
Yeah.
But then we go ask the song and it's like some other singer and they insist that it's wrong. And we go look deeper and it's a feature with another singer who happens to be the one they were saying. They're like, no, no, no. That voice was this person.
Yep.
I don't play this game unless it's 2020 and before.
Yeah.
Because the last 20 years, I don't know anybody. Yeah. So they're just like, bah, 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 bah. I'm like, I don't know this name of the song. I don't know this group. I don't know anything.
Yeah.
So then I'll take them back and I'll say, okay, today you're listening to something else.
Yeah.
But we weren't even playing the game. Okay. It was just sometimes we're in the kitchen, we're hanging out. We'll say, okay, who feels like listening to something? And we'll just play a song.
Yeah.
I don't know what we were doing, but I was telling them something and I ended up talking to them about Guns N' Roses.
Yes.
I ended up telling them when I was in high school, there was a period where absolutely everybody was listening to Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
It, you know,
and you don't listen to Guns N' Roses now.
I do. What, like you're like not, this, sporadic. It's not like I'm putting it on every day saying, I want to listen to metal.
No, it was you're just like a not little a guy phase. That listens to metal.
Yeah, it was a phase. It was essentially Metallica, Guns N' Roses. And again, all of those like rock bands. I never listened to rock.
Yeah.
But that there was this 2-3 year window where it went from, you know, Guns
and
N'
they
Roses.
Didn't know this about you. They didn't know that you listened to like metal.
They had no idea. Like what? So Guns N' Roses, Metallica, and then it kind of went into rock, like Pearl Jam and Nine Inch Nails, and like all these other bands.
Yeah.
And then I kind of veered back towards what I, you know, I think I probably listened to more, which is more on like the
R&B
pop, you know. But a lot of mix, right? I like all types of different sounds. And the ballads in rock bands, there's nothing better. Those are the best, like, because you don't expect it.
Yeah.
So we start listening to Guns N' Roses in the kitchen.
And the kids...
And it starts with a ballad.
If you saw the looks on their faces, they thought they were being punked.
But the singing, like, I haven't heard these songs, some of them, in 15 years. But everyone knows that feeling.
Yeah.
The second the word's about to come out of the speaker, you can say it.
Yeah.
So I'm singing at the top of my lungs because that's how you sing Guns N' Roses. And then this is when you found this. You decided to not participate but document.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Particularly when you're wearing shop objects like this.
This?
You decided to not partake, but I was trying to explain to them that there are mosh pits would go nuts in.
It's not that I was not participating. I thought it would be a really fun thing to show our friends online.
Yeah.
I actually did a live. I went live. There was so much chaos happening. You were doing the dishes.
Yeah.
There was music blaring. You were screaming the words.
Singing.
Singing. At the top of your lungs. And the kids were dying of laughter, and then you started explaining.
Then we started
to them,
mosh pitting.
Mosh
so I brought them in the kitchen. I showed them you had to jump like this and respectfully smash bodies into each other. And then Zara was nervous to partake in the mosh pit.
Yeah.
Jay's essentially my size now, so that was fine.
Yeah.
Zara, we had to protect. So I taught her, you know, keep the elbows out.
Yeah.
And then you made the terrible mistake of leaving the room. You went to the living room. So then we changed the speaker from kitchen to full house. And we came to the living room and it reminded us of the sumo game we used to play when they were small, where we stuffed pillows in Zara's shirt. And we said, okay, now you can mosh also because you're safe.
Yeah.
So we did a full-blown mosh in the living room.
It was amazing.
And that was dinner.
Yeah,
that was post-dinner because it was after cleanup.
It was amazing. Honestly, and You know when you when you see people do these videos online where it's like the intrusive thoughts come out? That's like a daily occurrence in our house.
What's so intrusive about singing rock with like your kids and like
shove a pillow up my shirt and just like
sumo belly each other.
Slam into each other. Yeah.
If you can't do that with your family, who else can you do that with?
I agree.
It was fun.
Yeah.
And then we were talking about...
And like you wanted to pick Zara up with her sumo belly and all her glory and slam her into the couch or into that love sack thing that we have. And you did. And she just like cackled.
How long I can still do that. I know. So I'm going to enjoy that while I can. And then maybe next week we'll play WWE wrestling. Ooh. I used to do that growing up too.
Yeah.
I gave her an atomic elbow and I threw her in the sack. If you're not going to do these things now... Like, when will you do that?
I agree with you. And we've done some really, really cool things. And that's sort of what we wanted to talk about this episode was like, find joy in like the smallest moments. Yeah. Look at how much joy we found in just boxes over the last few years. When our kids...
Not the joy now when you open a box and it's something for free.
That's also joyful.
This is before when you used to pay for these boxes.
Instead of recycling boxes, we used to turn them into like art projects.
I think you did a lot more than that.
Yes.
But I appreciate you trying to make it a wee thing. I give you credit.
You did too.
A little bit. But you were a lot more...
I was very...
You're the artist.
Like when you're doing the mosh pits, I'm documenting. I'm not necessarily participating in the same way. I participate in my excitement and in my laughter and in, you know, in the overall joy. But it's not as much my thing as it is your thing.
The arts is more your thing.
Yeah. But over the years, we've made costumes...
You know,
boxes?
If you're going to go down this path,
yeah.
I'm warning you.
Yeah.
I'm thinking now about this actual episode.
Yeah.
You have video of moshing. So you're going to have to infuse it.
Absolutely.
Now you're going down an artistic path.
Yes.
And we also have all of these things documented.
Yes.
You're going to have to dig through the files and pull them up because it's
no
not fair
problem.
To do something like this without sharing it.
No problem. I'm happy to show documentation of it. I'm happy to bring out some footage. I'll bring out some pictures or whatever it is.
Optimus Prime us then.
Okay.
Let's start hardest one.
Yeah, that was really amazing. So 1 year, we saw something online where this kid was like in an Optimus Prime costume. And Jay saw it and he was like, that is amazing. I want to do that. And I was like, you want this. I'm like, okay. I went online and I looked at Amazon and they didn't have anything like this. It was, it wasn't.
The kid converted.
Yes.
Like this is Optimus Prime, the Transformer. It's a robot that's also a semi-truck.
Yes. And so I was like, okay, then my wheel started spinning. And I just, when they were little, especially when they would ask me to do something, I would try my hardest to say yes.
Yes. If they were asking for something, it didn't matter how grand it was. If they would participate, there was an opportunity for them to learn.
Yeah.
We would try to fight our...
laziness.
Like fear. Yeah. I'm like, oh God, now how do I do this?
Yeah.
But we wouldn't say yes to like, oh, can I watch another
half an hour
of cartoons or whatever. That's just all what I wanted
to make
clear.
Right. That's fair. So yeah. So he asked if we could make this costume. And I said, yes. And I didn't know how to make it. And I'm not a very, I'm not this DIY girl that knows how to build things.
I disagree.
But I took it as a challenge. And Jay and I, every few nights for weeks
17
and weeks,
years.
We built this Optimus Prime costume out of boxes.
No.
Yes.
It's not an it's a convertible. He could be a robot standing there and then he could go and lay on your floor like a truck.
It made no sense. It was really crazy. And then it had lights. Like we bought these like little fairy lights.
Silver and red and blue spray paint.
Yeah.
A helmet.
We had a helmet. He had this like, it wasn't a sword, but it was kind of a sword. I don't know.
I don't remember what he wears.
He had this thing that was like, oh, it was a gun.
A gun. Yeah.
It was a gun. It was really cool. It was really, we took... water guns and then we added like I don't know some
like
sort
a
of
Christmas
like
a roll or something at the top but
it was really cool
and that's and the smokestack
and no
the, that, isn't it from the truck smokestack and then like the truck's exhaust
maybe.
Becomes a gun
and again I know nothing about trucks and I know nothing about robots but I used
that was cool.
We eyeballed the whole thing and we just kind of made it work. So that was one
okay. You have 30 seconds to give your two other favorite box memories.
Okay. The other two, I know exactly what they are. The TV that we made for Zara during COVID. That was
such a good story. You got 30 seconds just for this one.
Okay. Zara wanted to have a TV show. And she also wanted to star in her TV show.
Literally.
Yeah. And so we made...
So she sat in her TV. We
turned a box into a television. She got to paint it the way she wanted. And she just... We would sit in front of her TV and she would be
She would sit in the box facing us and do her little show.
It was really cute. Okay. That was one. And then you got 30
seconds on the last one.
At one point, Jay, I think he was like 6 or 7 years old, he was obsessed with the Titanic.
Not the way you guys hear people say obsessed now for no reason.
No, no.
Now they're like, oh, this latte has foam. I'm obsessed. No. You're not bloody obsessed. You know what obsession is? That just means, oh, I like it. He was actually obsessed. Like, dude's reading books on the Titanic.
Like, every day or every 2 days, he would go to the library. The librarian would talk to me. Like, she would not call me, but text me and say, like, I saw Jay again.
What is this? What is that?
Phone call.
What is?
This is the phone call.
You know, no one watching knows what they think
you're whatever. Like. Whatever. She would text me and she would say, I saw Jay again. I sent him home with another Titanic book. Like, he was obsessed.
Yes.
And every day he would rattle off and teach us new facts about
the fake smokestack.
Yep.
Titanic had 3 working smokestacks and one was fake just for a show.
Yep. So one day he said, Mama, I want to build a Titanic.
Yeah.
And we built a Titanic out of boxes.
It was big. It was like half the size of that sofa.
No, it was the entire size of the
sofa. Was it this big?
This big.
That was a hard day when
it was half the size. Put that
in the recycling.
I know. It was half the size of our living room.
Oh, yeah. That was huge. Massive. We must have ordered a fridge or something. We have ordered appliances because we needed boxes for her projects. We
stuck boxes together. But it was really cool. It was like...
All you people know how we go through laundry machines. Now you know why. What? We break them so she can get boxes to make arts and crafts with the kids. He
was like... It was so cool because it was like, what do we have around here that looks like... this window. It was really, really cool to watch them just kind of feel like, yeah, we could do anything we want. Like,
yeah.
We can accomplish anything if we get creative enough.
It was cool.
Yeah.
So they've had many memories.
Yeah.
So what's the TLDR of this episode?
The summary of this episode. Find joy in all the little moments. Find joy in all the little things that you... Like, sometimes we're just so focused on our day-to-day, right? We have work.
Sometimes we're just sitting there listening and watching podcasts, and we miss out on the joy happening around us.
That's right.
So shut this off. Go do something else, man. It's not finding joy.
Okay.
It's like...
It's already there.
It's there. It's already everywhere. There.
Yeah.
You have to remove the obstacles.
Yeah.
And the obstacles you are putting in the way.
This morning was a perfect example. Because this morning I had something in mind. I had it in my mind that I wanted to get this done before a certain hour, before the house started buzzing and before we got into work. And I saw that there was an opportunity here to do something really fun. And I put my stuff aside. And it's hard to do that. Like, especially for somebody who's a type A personality, who needs to keep on a schedule, who needs to do things by a certain, you know, by the book. It's really like I can feel myself sometimes say like, oh, I really don't want to do this now. I want to do this thing. But to actually drop that, put it aside and say, okay, I can find another time to do this because this right here seems a lot more important and joyful. That is my big takeaway.
When you travel, when you try to do these big things, I think we spend a lot of time saying, I have planned for this memory. I've planned for this amazing thing. Mm-hmm. And hopefully you're right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you take a big trip and it's expensive. You've been saving up, time off work, all the stress that comes with that.
Yep.
You almost set yourself up like, okay, there is an expectation here.
Yeah.
And I hope for all of you that actually works out.
Yeah.
But that doesn't have to work out that way. And luckily for all of us, it doesn't have to be in a different continent to have that fun.
Yeah.
You just can find opportunities to do things. And
big or small.
Yeah, you don't know where it comes from. Like, I have found that sitting down over dinner and just having conversation that translates to something funny, that translates to humor, that translates, it gives us the ability to catch up, it gives us the ability to just hang out, and it actually lightens the mood when it works before the end of the day. Like, it breaks everything down. So for me, that is one of my favorite parts of the day.
Yeah.
And if you say to me, oh, tell me some of your favorite memories of your kids when they were younger, even though we have traveled to different parts of the world, we've gone here, we've gone there, I actually can't think of, I don't think of our trip to Italy as like, this is on the top of my list. Mm-hmm. Like, the top of my list is around here.
Yeah.
It's just little things, and little moments.
Think, when you think about it, core memories, like the idea of core memories, you can't force those. I asked Zara a couple days ago if she knew what a core memory was, first of all, and then I explained it to her, and I asked her, what are some of the things that, like, when you close your eyes and you think, like, you think back of some, like, a moment that you were really, really joyful or really, like, that just meant a lot to you? All of her moments were not moments that were planned. They were moments where she fell off a chair because she was laughing so hard. They were moments, she told me there was one moment where Jay was laughing so hard in CPK that he spat milk out through his nose.
Oh, yes.
And like that moment, and the kids love to go to CPK, and every time they say CPK, CPK, that's why. It's because she's had these core memories
moments there. Yeah.
And like, these are not things that we've fabricated.
No.
These are moments where we've just kind of let them happen and gone with the flow.
And these can be anything, right? For us, they tend to revolve around, because of who we are, they tend to revolve around music and humor.
Yeah.
And that's not something we try to push on them. They just take to it.
Yeah.
They take to a lot of what they get from their environment.
Yeah.
And for our kids, that's what a lot of it is.
Yeah. Like, you just have Jay, to find what works for you.
Jay loves playing hockey. I love playing hockey. There's clearly an element of that where I encouraged him, I put him in the sport. I did that with Zara. Mm-hmm. She did not like it.
Yep.
You know, she is a gymnast. Neither of us have any history of that. So it doesn't have to be what the parents do or what they don't do. It's sort of giving them opportunities to find their own way.
Yeah.
And doing what, like, just showing interest in what it is that they're trying to do to give them that confidence to go outside.
Yeah.
And be who they really want to be and not have to wear a mask,
yeah.
Which I think is the, you know, if you take a compliment as a parent, for me, that's one of the best ones I think you can get.
That your kids are confident?
Your kids are confident. Your kids are finding joy in who they are, and they're discovering who they are, and that will change over time. But it's really nice to see that quiet confidence, not the fake sort of...
Yeah.
Bravado that you also see at this age where they're just, again, trying to fit in. It's nice.
Yeah,
that's true joy from my side. Okay, sing a song. We have to go.
Find your happy, be your happy, live your happy, love your happy, smile your happy, laugh your happy, live your happy, love your happy. I am happy, you are happy, we are happy, love your happy.
They can't even tell if I'm singing or if you used auto-tune.
I know.
Because I help you.
Yeah.
I help, like, that raw talent.
Yeah.
It gets encapsulated with my singing prowess.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
See you guys next week.